I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice on where you can be each and every day, and I thank you so much for being here with me. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the author of a new book, The Enemy Within. He is a gentleman who was formerly in the 1960s a part of the student movement, a part of the uprising, a part of the new left, if you will, back in those days. And then began to look at what they were doing and what they really stood for, had an epiphany, and has written some of the most influential books of our time. I want to welcome David Horowitz to the program. David, it's so good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Pastor.
David, you and I have talked a number of times, and I thought that this would be a very appropriate thing for us to discuss, and it's a contrast. On the left, we have these liberal zealots that are just, I think they've gone further than anyone wanted to imagine. You and I and Sarah and a number of others warned about this, but nonetheless, they're doing it. And then on the other side, we have a group of individuals that won't stand up and fight. And in your book that you wrote, and I have it sitting on my shelf behind me, but in your book that you wrote, Defending the Christianity That Was the Basis of America, you argue that without that Christianity, America will fall.
Yeah, well, it's the principles. And it's really Protestant Christianity, which Protestant Christianity developed as a revolt against the Roman Catholic Church. Where the church claimed to have a direct line to God, shall we say, and therefore was able to sell it, for example, indulgences. If you tell parishioners that, you know, everybody is a sinner, if they didn't want to spend it in those days, they thought you could spend 10,000 years in purgatory. If you paid the church a fee, you could get into heaven. And Martin Luther challenged this, shall we say, that they had arrogated, the church had arrogated to itself the powers of God. So they came up with this essential doctrine. Well, there are actually two doctrines that are central to the Protestant Reformation. One is the priesthood of all believers, which said that each worshiper has a direct relationship with God. It's not mediated by a priesthood. And that's really the basis of our democracy, priesthood of all believers, that everybody is equal. That the government is not the moral authority. There's a higher power, which is why the left hates Christians, because they don't think that Nancy Pelosi is God. That's the basic cause of their attacks on Christianity. The other Protestant idea is salvation by faith, I think is the term, which is that you can't get to heaven by doing by your own efforts. You have to be saved by God. And that tells us that the source of our problems is not patriarchies or races or corporate classes, you know, rich people. The cause of our problems is us, that we all have these tendencies, you know, even in the most sort of innocent people, I guess, you know, to lie, to cheat, to covet. You have to fight that all your life to be a decent person. But this says that even so, you can't sort of work your way into heaven. And of course, that's what the left is about. They have this idea of heaven, which is social justice society, socialism, communism. And they think that by their own efforts, that the activists are the chosen, and by their efforts, they can bring all humanity into paradise. This is the worst, most dangerous idea of all, because if you think you can transform the world and create a, you know, Green New Deal paradise, then what lie will you not tell and what crime would you not commit or support to get there? And that's why, I mean, the Democrat Party lives by lies. Even the terms they have, right, you know, you call them liberals, they're actually communists. But the term is progressive. They're operating out of, you know, Karl Marx's playbook. They're reactionaries. They're racist. They want to restore racism in the worst possible way. I mean, if they succeed, we'll have the most racist country in our history. The way to fight them is to fight fire with fire. It is, you call them racist. I'm waiting for the Republicans to throw the race. But look what we have now. Because of their racism and sexism, we have the worst in Nancy Pelosi, the first female Speaker of the House. We have the worst Speaker of the House in American history. And we have the worst vice president, the most incompetent, brain-dead vice president in Kamala Harris. The blacks that Biden has chosen are racist and incompetent. It's just terrible. I mean, all the blacks in the Biden administration, for example, are for cutting police forces. But 80% of the black community wants more police.
Right.
That tells you what they're using their racism for, the Democrats. It's so they can get into power the most radical, dangerous people imaginable. And hypocritical. They're all hypocrites.
Well, and we just shared, if you don't mind, David, my mentioning, Rashad Turner, who is the former leader of the BLM in Minneapolis, has left that organization and has called them out for the fact that they absolutely do not care about the black community. They hang that banner in order to try to coerce and lie and manipulate.
Well, they use moral power. I mean, you know, there was slavery in this country. We didn't originate it. It was originated by the British. The slaves were enslaved by black Africans and white, mainly Christian, or males. 350,000 of them gave their lives to free the slaves. So
yeah.
I don't think we have anything really to be ashamed about in terms of leading the struggle against. There's still slavery in black Africa crying out the years.
We talked about it last segment. There's horrific slavery in Nigeria going on right now, and it's black Muslims that are the ones that are leading the way, including the president of Nigeria.
Yeah, the Islam, you know, from its beginning, Islam is a racist religion.
Yep.
I mean, the Prophet infamously said that redemption, the day of redemption, would only come when the Muslims fight the Jews and kill them, when the Jews hide behind the rocks and the trees, and the rocks and the trees cry out, "O Muslim, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Come and kill him." And that's the prophet. The idea that Islam is comparable in any way to Christianity or Judaism is a big lie. It's a bigoted religion.
Yeah.
And Biden just let out of Guantanamo the Islamist who blew up 2,500-year-old statues of Buddha. They built the Dome of the Rock, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, on top of the holiest site in Judaism, which is the wall of temple of Solomon's temple.
Mm-hmm.
I can't ever remember the name here, but in Turkey, the main cathedral of Eastern Orthodox Catholicism, they turn it into a mosque. This is to humiliate anybody who disagrees with them. And, the Quran says, slay the infidels wherever you find them. It's the most intolerant religion imaginable.
Let me jump in and ask you a question, and it's something that I've been posing to my audience to really seriously think about, and that is this: the left, as you've said, and you said it very eloquently, has a religion. They are zealous in their belief system, the right, on the other hand, has, and this is what you write about in Dark Agenda, they have abandoned their Christian heritage. And so when the left goes to its quote-unquote principles, and the right reaches back into its quote-unquote bag for principles, they come up empty because they've disarmed themselves of their most powerful weapon, which is their faith and their biblical convictions. Do you agree with me?
Yeah. Started with Kennedy. I mean, he was the first Catholic to run for president, I guess. And, you know, he was under fire for that. And his response, his defense was that my religion is private. So that's the left attitude today. It's a very bigoted attitude. You can have any belief you want. Well, not any belief, but you can have any religious belief you want. But just keep it to yourself. Well, you've surrendered the field if you do that.
Right.
I think, you know, there's a... The Republican Party is undergoing a sea change. You know, there's kind of a revolt against the what Trump calls a weak Republican. I hope to see Tony and Kinzinger expelled from the party. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think there's more fight now than I've seen, you know, since the 60s in the Republican Party. Hopefully there'll be enough to defeat the Democrats.
Well, and
leftism is a religion. It's modeled on Christianity. The world is a fallen place because of private property, you know, white supremacy, you know, so forth. But it's a corrupt place.
Right. But it's a false
a redemption.
Right.
If you give us enough power, we'll redeem you. Well, I think we've seen in the first, 7 months of the Biden administration, what they do when they have power. Just the border issue is a nightmare. But it's a crime against humanity, what they've done. That, you know, there's an estimated 2 million illegals going to pour through the holes in the wall.
All right, hold that thought, David. Hold that thought. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is David Horowitz, and you can really find all of the different organizations and links for David. The best place to go to is David Horowitz, that's Horowitz with a Z, freedomcenter.org. David Horowitz, freedomcenter.org. Be sure and get the book, The Enemies Within. The Enemies Within. And I would also encourage you to get the book, Dark Agenda, as well, because it has a lot to do with what we've been talking about today. David, one of the other things, as we were talking about, hot spots.
Pastor,
and, yes, go ahead.
Let me just, it's Horowitz freedomcenter.org, not David Horowitz. My website.
Oh, okay. It's, I can tell you that I'm looking at it and I copied and pasted it and it says David Horowitz freedomcenter.org.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope it gets people there.
Me too. Me too, brother. Me too. Because you can go to Jihad Watch, Front Page, The Point, discoverthenetworks.org, DHFC, the K-12 effort to stop the indoctrination, the Stop University Support for Terrorists, the books that he has written, and also his Restoration Weekend. All of those links are available at David Horowitz Freedom Center, and encourage you to get to that website. David, we were talking about the healthcare and viruses and how the left has used viruses. We only got 1 minute to get this in. But, you know, we were warning people all the way back in the early 80s about the danger of HMOs and that turning into a socialistic medical system. And we're pretty close to being there, are we not?
Yeah, they're going to destroy the medical system. On several fronts. First of all, I mean, the AMA has taken out their tests for doctors. The racism of the left goes like this. People of color are not competent enough to, you know, compete at the same levels and same rules as white people.
All right.
And so they're going to destroy medicine.
We got to let it go with that. We'll be back after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.